This is the Courtney for Life podcast, simple, real, and relatable audio bits on lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness. Grab a plate of tacos and let's chat.
Hey, strong friends, welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. I don't know what it is, but I always feel like there's this awkward space, like insert awkwardness right now, between me like welcoming you back to the podcast and then like jumping into the topic. But here we are, and here's another awkward transition. I want to talk about reasons why athletes are so successful. There's a lot of unsuccessful people these days. There are people who are always starters and never finishers. And I'm sure if you think about it right now, how many people are like, New Year's resolutions, I'm going to start my diet on Monday, I'm going to start doing this, and where are they? They're definitely not where they're supposed to be. Anyway, I've collected 8 reasons that I've seen in myself that can help define my success as an athlete. And this goes beyond just bikini competitions, but in powerlifting too. So over the course of, what are we at, like 7 years, more or less? And I can see this in other athletes and in other sports, they embody these as well. And I'm talking specifically about competitive athletes, but that doesn't mean these reasons are only for athletes, because I've seen some of these traits within my clients as well. But more so, these are things I see in me, my teammates, and who I compete with. And notice how I say compete with, which leads me into point number one, is that one reason number one why athletes are so successful is that they have a support system. In bikini competitions, especially, or in the bikini division, I have seen cattiness, but I stay away from that. I think it depends on what you focus on. Like, you know what I mean? Where you, if you focus on negative energy, it's going to come to you. If you focus on the positivity and the good vibes, that's all going to come to you too. But the women who I compete with are friggin' amazing. We all have that one goal, which is the pro card, and only one person per show can win it, like when it's a pro qualifier. But I have a group of women that I connect with regularly online, and I cheer them on during their journeys because we're all doing this for ourselves. And the support is mutual, which I think is such a friggin' cool thing. It's like, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. It's just really good to have a support system, whether it is a team sport or an individual sport. You need to be aware and connected with the other competitors. I think that is so important. Reason number two why athletes are so successful is that they prepare ahead of time and they pre-plan. Whether it is meal prep, knowing that they'll have a busy week or day ahead and making appointments for the future. For me, things like booking appointments, flight and travel accommodations for competitions, looking at where gyms and grocery stores are, making time for self-care, setting myself up for success many days in advance. I have a calendar. I look at my week in review, and I also look at my month in review. So 2 weeks ago, I just finished my last competition, and there is a 5-week gap between that one and the next competition. I already planned basically all of my appointments, all of my schedules, all of my tasks for those 5 weeks. There, it's all blocked out already. I set myself up to be successful. Reason number three why athletes are so successful, which ties right into number two, is that they stick to their schedule. I think it is so important, and this is something I've really learned about being in Mexico, because they're on Caribbean time and it's never on time, is I allow buffer time for appointments. So let's just say I'm going to the spa. I know that a manicure pedicure takes me about 1.5 hours. I will block out 2.5 hours because there is commute time. And if they're running late, if something takes a little bit longer, if there's traffic, whatever it is, I always plan out buffer time. I'm flexible but firm as needed. And especially right now when I am deep in prep, when this is like why I'm competing, this is like one of my main things. I don't let anything come in front of my training times right now. I have that blocked off in my calendar again with extra time before and after just in case. And I stick to that schedule. Like nothing comes inside of that time block. Reason number four is that successful athletes communicate, delegate, and ask for help. Athletes are never on their own. They have a team. Sometimes it's more than one coach because we cannot do it all on our own. We also have close friends and significant others who are in our circle and they're on our team. I communicate data, feelings, results, and what I need with my two coaches and my significant other. I am very clear on speaking up for what I want, what I need, if I'm feeling uncertain. And I recently asked my coaches for reassurance on something, like on our progress, because I'm like, hey, I know our goal, but you know what? I need this communication. I need to be reassured. And that was one of the best things I could do and one of the best things I can continue to do. And side note, I definitely got a very firm talking to regarding my hesitations, but it was exactly what I needed. And clear communication, I think, is vital for any healthy relationship and any kind of success, whether it's on your own, whether it's with a team, with a coach, significant other, whatever it is. Communication, delegate tasks as needed, and ask for help. So much power in all of that. Reason number five why athletes are so successful is that they set their own boundaries. And you know what? Boundaries can change. They're not like set in stone. Boundaries change during the weeks, during seasons, during like everything. And being aware of this in different phases by communicating when boundaries change to people who may be affected. Things like my spouse, my clients, and my coaches, especially during, as I mentioned, this 5-week time period. I had mentioned to my, it sounds weird calling him spouse, it sounds weird calling him husband. I mentioned to Christian that these are going to be some of the hardest weeks of my life. And our relationship is likely going to suffer. And he's like, you know what? I'm here supporting you. But now that he has that understanding, he knows. And I think that's really, really important. And he respects all of that, but it's being clear, flexible, but firm, communicating and setting my boundaries. I've blocked off days in my calendar, like I said, for client calls when I know I'm going to be traveling, when I know I'm going to have low energy, because I've done this before, or when I know the day is already busy for me. I don't have to have a full day in order to know that, yes, I'm going to be busy that day. If I look at it and I'm like, okay, this is typically a energy draining day, whether it's a lot of clients or a usual like appointment day, or if this is a hard training session day, I will block off extra time blocks in my days, because I think that's really, really important to have those clear boundaries. Reason number six is that they follow through with their actions even when they're not motivated. And this is where discipline comes into action. In my recent podcast, the last one, talked about things I do that help me stay motivated. And these things just make it a little bit easier. So I'll skip through number six, won't rant on that one too much. Reason number seven is because the athlete's why is so powerful. It is clear. It's embedded in their minds. It's internal. It is internal motivation, internal reasoning. It's not looking for someone else's why, someone else's validation or reasoning to do whatever it is. So for me, why I compete, it's important for me. I don't compete because I want Christian to validate me. I don't want him to treat me any differently or whatever the case is. I do this for me, and my why is powerful and it's clear and it's ingrained in my mind, and nobody else's opinion can change that. So, so powerful. And reason number eight, definitely not the least important by any means, is that they understand challenges are going to happen and they continue to show up. Embrace the hard. I talked about, it was on a podcast, oh, I don't know which one it was, but it was talking about the social responsibilities that I have as a competitor and having a large social media platform. I was using an analogy about going into cold water. And if you're, let's just say you're going into a lake and you put your toes in and you're like, oh fuck, it's cold. And then you're like, okay, I got this. I'm going to go in a little bit deeper. And then you're like, oh, okay, it's really cold on my thighs. You get used to it. You go in a little bit deeper. Then it's friggin' freezing around your stomach and you embrace it until you can go a little bit deeper. These are the challenges that we are faced with continually on a daily basis, whether again, you are a competitor or just doing life stuff. Challenges are going to happen and we continue to show up. We don't just run out of the lake and you're like, fuck this, it's too cold, I'm out of here. We try. When we don't give up when things get hard or when the water gets cold or when we find an excuse to use. Excuses are always going to be there. You are always going to be able to find them if you look hard enough and if you focus on that negativity. This is where having a support system is so, so important, to ask for help and reassurance when needed and to remind the successful athlete of their why in order to keep driving forward. So these 8 points, I am confident in saying that I embody them or embrace them. And these are things that I see in fellow competitors, that I see in my Atlas teammates, and ultimately just things that I see in any kind of successful athlete or person. It honestly, it doesn't even have to be an athlete. It could just be a successful business person. So I hope these tips or points or reasons, maybe there's something that you can embrace or that you already do embrace. And you're like, fuck yeah, I'm a badass. Cause you are. Know that you're definitely a badass. But anyway, these are my points. And I hope some of this resonated with you. I hope that whatever your day entails, I do hope that there's some kind of taco for you. At least, okay, I was going to say at least one, at least three. And honestly, if you do like these podcasts, please make sure that you leave me a quick little 5-star rating and review. I appreciate you, and we'll talk later. Bye, strong friends.
Thanks for being here. There are so many ways you can show me your support, like subscribing, take a screenshot and share this on Instagram, or send me a taco donation.